Hi, Hank.
Hi, Tim. How you doing today?
We're doing great, except we're kind of sad because Annetta's leaving. But
I know. That is such a shame. She's got such a beautiful voice, but I wish her well on where she's going.
She's going to do just great. Annetta will absolutely land on her feet, and it's her decision, you know, to do this. So
I'm sure she will.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a good host.
Yes, all right. So how can I help you?
Well, my question for you, Tim, is I have a house that is approximately 1 year old. In fact, it'll be 1 year old this February. The big snow that we had back in December, it was quite an amount of snow. When I went to sleep several days later, I heard a dripping noise, and I had water coming in my bedroom. So, of course, I called my builder immediately and had him come out and look at it. And he got up in the attic and said that the roof vents had leaked snow down onto the ceiling of the bedroom, and it leaked through. And I was wondering if you'd ever heard this before.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are some inferior designed roof vents, like these continuous ridge vents, that absolutely allow blowing snow to get up inside of them.
Okay, my question to you is, how can I prevent this from happening again?
Oh, it's simple. You are going to, on Monday, actually they're open this morning, I believe. They're open from 8, or maybe 8 until 11. You're going to call Roofing Distributing in Oakley.
Okay.
And you are going to ask for Dave Evans.
Okay.
He's the owner. Tell him I said hello.
Okay.
Sometimes he's not in the best of mood, so don't let that throw you off. He's actually a very nice guy. And their number is 871-4100.
Okay.
And they sell the absolute best ridge vents. Dave sells nothing but high-quality materials. And he really just kind of sells to roofers, but he will sell to consumers. He's not really – he doesn't try to stimulate consumers coming in to buy from him.
Okay.
But he has ventilation products that will not – allow snow to get in, but they allow air to get out.
Okay, mine has the square ones on it now.
Well, I'm just telling you, just talk to Dave.
Okay.
And he's going to tell you exactly what to get.
All right.
So that you are not going to have any more snow up in that attic.
Okay, my other question to you real quick is, I'm getting flyers from companies saying to get my home inspection done by an outside person before my 1 year is up. Would you recommend this being done? I do have some major problems with this house and my builder and conflicts with him.
So, I mean, you're having conflicts with the builder?
Yes, I am.
Then I would absolutely, it sounds like if this is going to be litigated and eventually maybe go to court, I can assure you that the $300 or $400 inspection would be worth its weight in gold.
Okay.
So, yes. And I'll tell you who, one of the, you can call the ones that you've got flyers from and get bids.
Okay.
But here's what you have to make sure, that whoever you hire, they have to be ASHI certified. In other
Correct.
Words, that, you know, A-S-H-I, that stands
right.
for American Society of Home Inspectors. And I highly recommend that one of the people you call to get a bid is Bob Becker.
Bob Becker?
Yeah,
okay.
Here in Cincinnati. Just look up Bob Becker or Robert Becker Engineering.
Engineering.
Yeah.
Great.
And because I know that Bob is ASHI certified.
Great.
Okay, pal, anything
you
else?
You answered my question. Thank
right,
you so
well,
much.
Good
luck to Anita.
Oh, yeah, she's going to do just fine.
All right.
Thanks, Hank.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Buddy.